Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I wanted to, well, first say that, of course, I'm a big fan, like most who listen to the show. And I am an EPP. I've been an EPP for almost a year now, so it's probably coming on time for me to redo my EPP registration for the year EPP. I listen to about 5 shows a day, so like I've caught up on every show, EPP and the regular shows. So right now I'm re-listening to the EPP shows. I'm currently on EPP 21 because I just love the show that much. But anywho, I'm calling to tell you about my husband's experience that he had last night at work. I've always been interested in the paranormal. Like, I started off reading paranormal books in elementary school. I think the first paranormal book I read was called The Dollhouse Murders, and that just got me into ghosts and ghost stories and things like that. But anywho, so up to my husband's story. So he works at a placement. It's kind of like a detention center for delinquent children. And they have it set up to where there's different like apartments, or they call them cottages, for the children. The cottage that my husband works on is for children who have some kind of developmental disability diagnosis. So they can have, they could be somewhere on the autism spectrum, or some of them are like just diagnosed with ADD or ADHD or something like that. And there's also a lot of children who have mental illnesses as well who are in his cottage. And as we know, people with disabilities, developmental disabilities, mental illnesses are usually more susceptible to paranormal activity. So last night, he was working the 3 to 11 shift, and he was looking at his cell phone. All the children were asleep. He was looking at his cell phone, but out of the corner of his eye, he saw a person poke their head out from around a wall, like around a doorway. So he gets up to go see if it's one of the kids who's gotten up trying to get out, because that's something that happens all the time. Kids try to run. So he goes to see if somebody's there. Nobody's there. He checks the room, and all the kids are in their beds. So he's like creeped out, like, what the crap? So when the midnight person comes to relieve him, he tells her what he saw, and she said, well, one of the children also reported that he woke up in the middle of the night one night just out of nowhere, and he saw somebody standing in the corner of his room. He figured it was his roommate, but then all of a sudden the figure like blinked, and it was on top of him and holding him down, and he couldn't move, he couldn't scream or anything. So he only reported that, I guess, to her, because they're often, unfortunately, not believed when they say these type of things, or is attributed to their illnesses or whatever. But she said that she also had an experience with another co-worker where it was late at night like that. I think I want to say she was probably doing the midnight shift, and they saw three figures walking toward, like down a hallway toward the exit. But then they got up to chase them because they figured it was three kids trying to escape. And the figures turned to a side room. So they go in the room and nobody's there. So when my husband told her his experience, she was totally like freaked out. So what I also forgot to add is my husband said after he saw that figure and went to investigate and saw nothing, when he got back to their like common area where their staff sits, he realized that none of the digital clocks were working anymore. And not only were the clocks not working, the time clock was not working for them to clock in and out. The doors were not working. You have to have an ID badge to get in and out of the doors, obviously, so the kids can't get out. And the doors wouldn't work. So, but the odd thing is, those are all run electronically. Like they all run on electricity, but the lights were still on. The heat was still on, you know. So all the electricity in the cottage wasn't out, but any way for them to get out of the cottage was malfunctioning. So like the doors wouldn't unlock. He also said that their emergency phones to call for help were not working either. So he was really freaking out. So after he told the lady the story, all of a sudden they hear heavy knocks on the door outside. So she takes off running down the hallway. Luckily it was just the second midnight staff because the doors weren't working, so he couldn't use his ID badge to get in, so he was knocking on the door for somebody to let him in. So that was his experience. He was pretty freaked out about it. So yeah, I have a couple other stories. None of them are really my own, except I guess I might have time to tell this one. So we rented a house a couple years ago, and apparently the house was owned by an older couple. They never had any children, so when they died, the city took over the house, and somehow my landlord got a hold of the house and ended up renting it out to us or whatever. I believe in the paranormal. I'm interested in the paranormal, but I don't want to see Jack. Like, I don't want to see nothing. And I make it very well known to everybody because I'm the person who asks everybody, do you have a ghost story? However, I always make it known, I don't want to see nothing for myself. It's like a boxing to me. I don't want to jump in the ring, but I enjoy watching a fight. So anyway, we were trying to decorate the house or whatever. So I bought like a big mirror for the living room wall. And I also bought like some little shelves to put like little tea light candles on or whatever. So I put the hung the mirror, and then right below the mirror, I put a shelf with three tea light candles. And the wall that these were hanging on was next to our door. So knowing that, I tested it by opening and closing the door, slamming the door really hard, knocking on the wall just to make sure they wouldn't fall, because obviously if it's next to the door, then it's a chance that it'll fall. So it was fine or whatever. So later on that night, we're watching TV and the shelf just falls. The mirror doesn't fall, but the shelf falls. So I'm like, dang, I tested it. Okay, whatever. So I put it back up, put everything on, test it again. Everything's fine. Couple days later, same scenario. We're sitting down watching TV. The shelf just falls. I'm like, all right, you know, okay. And my husband's like, something creepy's going on. I'm like, oh no, it's okay. Cause in my head, I am not going to acknowledge anything. Like I could probably see an apparition appear in front of my face and I'm going to pretend I see nothing. Just cause I don't want to give it any attention to have it get any stronger or anything like that. So I'll ignore it. So even talking about it in the house was too much for me. So I'm like, no, it just fell. Maybe it's a bad screw, whatever. So I get two more nails. I move it up a little bit because I'm like, maybe these holes are too loose or something. So I move it up a little bit, put the shelf back. Sure enough, a couple days later, we're sitting watching TV. The shelf falls again. And my husband's like, I told you something creepy's going on. So I just threw the shelf away. I said, forget it, no more shelf. So if this is what you choose to mess with us, there won't be a shelf anymore. So I threw away the shelf. Couple weeks later, my husband sends me a video, and I know Tony doesn't like orbs really, but he sends me a video of my chihuahua chasing around an orb by this wall. Again, I told him, oh, that's just a piece of dust, don't worry about it, she's crazy, chihuahuas flip out for whatever. But in his mind, he's like, no, you're just in denial, something's going on. He still says I'm in denial, whatever. And then the last thing that happened at the house, well, I'm not gonna say the last thing because it happened quite often. We would be in the living room watching TV, and then all of a sudden, everything we had in our bathroom, like around the tub, in the shower, like, you know, body wash, shampoos, that type of thing, everything we had would just fall out of nowhere. I would be like, hey, maybe they just weren't up there well enough or whatever, maybe they were teetering on the edge. So I would ignore it. Or we had a bedroom that I used as my closet because we didn't have any kids at that time. So I had a, you know, just like a basket full of clothes or whatever, and out of nowhere this basket would just fall. We'd be, again, sitting in the living room just watching TV, minding our business, and out of nowhere we'd hear it fall. And my husband was like, so how are you going to deny that? How are you going to deny that this basket just fell? It's been there and nothing's happening, but it fell. This happened probably, I would say that basket fell maybe at least once every 2 weeks. And now that I think about it, I didn't even realize. I guess I blocked it out so much that I didn't even realize it happened that often. But according to my husband, yeah, it did. I was just really good at blocking stuff out. But, yeah, that basket would fall probably once every 2 weeks, and I would just go pick it up, put the clothes back, and go about my business. But that is the sum of my stories and my husband's stories. I do have another story that my friend Steve told me, so I'll call in another time and tell you his story.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.